Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is it possible that the Bills have become a defense-first team? We'll tell you why the Bills players and coaches are all lying about the game against the Chiefs. And does Josh Allen need a win more than anyone else on the roster? All that's coming up on this week's edition of the Buffalo Plus Podcast.
Welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Channel, the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by our friends Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. It is a very big week. The Chiefs, the Bills traveling to Arrowhead for Sunday night football. Buffalo coming off that shutout win over the Texans. Mike, a lot of momentum off of that game, but you know, you're going into the buzzsaw that is the Kansas City Chiefs. And we know the Chiefs haven't been playing particularly well like we've seen in the past. But again, Kansas City has had the Bills card. What do you make of this game?
It's the game for this team, for the Bills. I mean, they made the point in the offseason. You know, when they lost to Houston in the playoffs a couple of years ago, that was more of a referendum on where the Bills are now. It wasn't really about the Texans. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are that team. They're that team in the NFL. I mean, they've been to the Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl. They've been a couple of times. They've been in the championship game. They've got Andy Reid, and they handled the Bills twice. And Jenna, they went what? Regular season, 13 wins, two more in the playoffs, 15 wins, four losses, half of them to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They spent the offseason talking about the Chiefs being the standard, talking about building a defense to beat the Chiefs. It's about the Chiefs. This is a massive game for the Bills. It, in particular, in the standings and head to head and all those things, but also for the psyche of this Bills team to go out there and first to compete, and then secondly, and more importantly, to go try to win the game.
Yeah. I mean, there's no getting around the fact, the magnitude of this game, and the Chiefs have kind of been the boogie monster in the closet for the Bills. And I think that's fair to say. Look, the Chiefs have been the boogie monster for a lot of teams. And you saw all that you need to know that this is more than just a week five game is look at what Baltimore did when they beat the Chiefs in week two. And it was just Lamar flipping into the end zone and all these things. Like, you're telling me that like that week two game didn't mean anything? It's psychologically, this is a big game. And I look back to it as, you know, Mike, we'll get to a little bit whether the players are lying to you, but just the fact of, I really do think this is a franchise altering game, and it can be. I'm not saying it can cripple your franchise, but we look at back at when the Bills went to Dallas on Thanksgiving. And I remember talking to NFL's Brian Baldinger during the offseason heading into 2020. And he said, like, that was a game that you could always, the team could look back and say, we did it. Like we went into a hostile environment and won. And this is another one. This is exactly a similar situation on national TV in a big spot where they can come in and just say, when things get bad for the next, you know, whenever times you hit rough times, you can look back at saying, we beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I will say too, like, I feel like, you know, we're done with the first quarter of the season. This game might be like a measuring stick game. You hear that phrase referring to where a team is at, but I feel like it's so much more than that, Mike, because this game, yes, you'll see where you're at in terms of the division, in terms of the conference, in terms of where you stack up in the AFC. But at the same point, this game just means so much internally to the team because you said, you know, two of those four losses is to this same team. And that's got to mean something.
And they lost to them in different ways last year. Now, the game at home was a strange one. It got delayed and all, but it was at home. Mm-hmm. Bills basically played a defense that was sort of giving the run or allowing the Chiefs to do that. And it reminded me of the old cartoons where, you know, the guy's got the hand on the guy and he's swinging away. It was like the old Bugs cartoons where it's like they kept him at a distance, or it's like big brother, little brother. Like, go ahead. You know, you're sort of close, but you're really not going to do it. They almost got a fumble at the end. They would have had a chance. But let's be honest. Kansas City was in control for that whole game, and they won. Okay. Then the Bills go out there for the championship game. Massive game. Bills get a break early. They get a touchdown. Things are going well. And then Kansas City handled them the rest of the game. The Bills' offense fell apart. The O-line fell apart. They got beaten up in that game. Josh was running for his life. They made mistakes. They ended up being ones throwing punches, even though the Chiefs were dirty at the end of that game.
Yeah,
it looked bad. It was not a good look. It's not the way the Bills play. So two very disappointing games. So that's why, Dan, I said initially, go out there and compete. Like, if they were to go out there and lose a 33-30, Mahomes pulls it out at the end game, yes, they'd be 0-3 against this brand of the Chiefs. Yes, it would hurt them in the standings, but it would feel a little different than the way they lost to him, especially out there in the championship game.
I couldn't agree more, because that AFC championship game just felt like they weren't – they almost like outthought themselves. Like, oh, well, the Chiefs think we're going to do this, so we're going to do this instead of training. Just go in there. If you're a boxer and you have a massive right hand, just throw the right hand. Don't try and be like, oh, I'm going to get him with a left-handed jab. Like, throw the right hand. Like, and I thought that that's where – and obviously it got off to a bad – you know, Josh scored in the – or I believe the Bills scored early on, but then it was there kind was of
the,
all over.
Yeah. I think it was the fumbled punt, and then it was Josh to Dawson Knox, I think, for a touchdown early that gave him the lead. Yeah. Which you want on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after that, I just felt like whether it was, you know, you could ever count out Mahomes, you know, his record with trailing by double digits, coming back and winning, and all of these things. But to me, guys, the Chiefs just seem gettable, vulnerable. Right now, and I think that adds to the pressure of the Bills needing to get the win now, because at some point this Chiefs team is gonna figure it out. They're just too talented. There's too much experience. There's too much. I'm not saying they're Super Bowl bound, but you just have to figure, like we've always talked about the schedule. It's not necessarily who you play; it's when you play them. Like this is the time to be playing the Chiefs, and I know they just beat the Eagles and. Oh, like their defense. Somebody was saying that, you know, they started to look a little bit better. I just think this they're ripe for the picking right now. And the Bills, I just really like the Bills in this spot.
Yeah, I will say it kind of remind me of like the Bucks last year, where you knew they had all the talent, and then you're like, can this team even make it to the look? You obviously you know how the way the season ended, but like during the regular season, you were like, are they gonna figure it out? Obviously they did, and we've seen the Chiefs figure it out.
Yeah, and Jenna, what I was going to say is when it's a team like the Chiefs that has won the Super Bowl and been to the Super Bowl, there is a certain level of confidence and comfort, I think, in a team.
Yeah.
They've done it. Mahomes has won a championship and been an MVP. And the guys building their way up, it's a different feeling. It helps sometimes. It helps to be like, we're the hungry. In this case, Dan, we've flipped it. Hunter. They're still the hunter in this case.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Chiefs. And let's face it, it's the big fella. It's Big Red. We can talk all we want about, you know, his time in Carolina and everything. Sean McDermott grew up at the feet, literally as a football coach. He was a kid. If you see those pictures of him when he first interned with the Eagles, Andy Reid is the guy for him. Andy gave him a chance. He built his way all the way up to defensive coordinator on a team that went to the Super Bowl. I mean, he worked with Jim Johnson, all that, but it's Andy Reid is the guy. He respects him. Andy's 100 wins with two franchises, and he's gotten them twice, and he's coached in a different way twice, and Andy's got his championship. Look, Sean's never going to say boo, and he shouldn't say boo about it. But it's got to be just laying out there for him of this is who I've got to beat.
Yeah.
But did the Bills – did McDermott – was he there in 2017 when they went to Kansas City?
Yes.
Was that the Trey White interception game? So he did beat him.
He did beat him, but that was pre-Mahomes team playing.
That was a Tyrod win. I also imagine too. I just wanted to clarify that. Yes. He has beaten him, but
he beat him. What, yes.
Pre-Mahomes. It's pre-Mahomes. There's a different team next to that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see. We talk about Mahomes, like this Bills defense match up against the Chiefs and the offense that they have. Because look, the Bills have had two shutouts in 3 weeks of the season against, yes, teams that are not as talented, of course. But at the same point, I mean, Mike and I talked about this after the game. I just wasn't expecting for this Bills defense to be playing the way that it has. And Dan, I mean, the confidence that they have, I know you talk about like Micah Hyde saying confidence is a hell of a drug, but how important is that confidence as they head into Arrowhead? Because that is obviously, you want to be playing your best ball against the Chiefs. Look at you. You're hesitating.
Yeah, like confidence is great. And then there's Patrick Mahomes.
No, I agree, but I'd rather be confident heading in and coming off a shutout and coming off of like distinctive great play off of bad teams.
Right. Knowing but you can be up 28 to nothing on Mahomes and feeling confident, and also knowing in the back of your head, no lead is safe because
if this Bills team gets up 28 to nothing, they're beating the Chiefs. Okay.
I agree.
Yes.
They're not the Texans.
Yes.
Yes. They're not coached by Bill O'Brien.
Dan, before you say this, our friend Matt Bove brought it up at the news conference and all. I feel like the line about confidence is a hell of a drug is Micah's line, but you from the media own that line.
I agree.
I was surprised that he didn't give me credit for crediting Micah. Like it should have been like Dan Fates constantly references that you said it back in 2019 and all that stuff. I don't get Like that's Big J on Big J crime.
Bove, you're gonna hear about it too.
I just think this is it's great to be playing confident. I think the Bills are not naive to understanding that it was Davis Mills. And it was Jacoby Brissett. And I think that they're going in there again while feeling great, knowing that this is a totally different monster that they really haven't had all that much success against. I think for all the talk that like Mike always says that like the Chiefs ran the ball down the Bills' throat, Mahomes still also had a decent game too. I mean, it wasn't a Patrick Mahomes game in week five.
He didn't need to. Yeah.
He toyed with them.
Yeah,
he did. When he needed a throw, he made it. Yeah. He didn't put up the huge numbers. He killed them running out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. Wait. And then he'd run for the first.
Yep.
And you felt like Andy Reid just said, okay, Sean, this is where you're going to play me. And I'm going to semi give Mahomes the week off because he really didn't need to be Mahomes. He just picked his spots. Yeah. And it was frustrating. I remember leaving that game thinking, man, I feel like we got cheated out of Bills Chiefs. And they didn't play it that way. Okay. They played a little differently. They went to Kansas City and Mahomes was Mahomes. And, you know, Kelsey's fantastic and he burned them. And Kansas City made plays. And you know what? You guys mentioned that game with the Eagles. You know, typically, you know, they're just not a very good defense, but they don't really have the speed. And I think what the Eagles attempted to do was try to, you know, limit deep plays, but that's not what Kansas City did. They have so much speed at that wide receiver position that they would get the ball in the hands of their speed guys, certainly Hill being a big one.
Yeah.
And he did it to the Bills in the championship game. He just runs around guys, through guys. He turns 8 yards into 48 yards. And I think that's the thing. It's got to be got more than one guy going to the ball. It's got to be good tackling. It's got to be all those things. Because just playing deep and not letting them get behind you, that's one thing. That's not always the way the Chiefs burn you.
Yeah. They can take what's there and then just pick up first downs along the way. No, yeah. I will say the point I think maybe I could articulate better is just they should be beating teams, the Bills defense, the way that they have, considering it was Tua, he got knocked out, Jacoby Brissett and Davis Mills and quarterbacks like that. But at the same point, I would rather be going into that game knowing that, okay, we've done what we have supposed to do. And I feel like they've struggled against this Chiefs offense. And just to be at where they're at, I feel like this is a team it was like the warm-up going into this game, if that makes any sense. Like seeing what works, what doesn't, and then going from there. But at the same point, I mean, we've always been talked about, you know, Bills Chiefs, it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a gun. I don't know. What do they call that? Like a
Shootout was good.
Yeah. So I don't know much about guns. But at the same point, I feel like we've still been waiting for that. Like, yeah. Can Josh Allen put together this game that we've been waiting for him to see against Kansas City?
His games against Kansas City have not been good. The offense hasn't been good.
Yeah.
That's fair. And I think what we were kind of talking about in the open too is that who are you more confident in, this Bills defense or this Bills offense? And I think you guys are in agreement that you guys are more confident in this Bills defense heading into Sunday night. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm confident that certainly the defense has performed at a more consistent, higher level than the offense. But this matchup, no one will feel confident playing against the Chiefs offense. Chiefs defense, Bills should be able to move the ball and score against the Chiefs defense.
Stinks.
I mean, Hurts put up, what, the Eagles put up 30 points, 32 points, whatever it was, and had three touchdowns called back for odd penalties, like the guy stepping on the line and a downfield. Like, they scored. They kept the ball. They moved up and down the field and scored. It just was the Chiefs' offense was so efficient and dynamic that they couldn't stop them. But, no, Kansas City's defense has not been good, and the Bills better get to them and really put the heat on. The heat on Kansas City.
Somebody was asking me, you know, what other teams are you concerned about in the AFC? You know, because like I said, we talked about how big this Houston game was, not to overlook them because it was a divisional game. And with the Chiefs already being two losses in the division, like already looking ahead to what home field advantage could look like if we get to the AFC Championship, all those things. This Chiefs defense is just so bad. And while I said, I go, the Browns are a team that piques my interest a little bit because they have 9 new starters on defense and their defense looks legit, looks better. Their defense was so bad last year. The Chiefs tried a couple new things with their defense and they're still awful. Like, they are so bad. 31st in yards allowed per game, 28th in passing yards allowed per game, 30th in rushing yards allowed per game. They're awful. Like, Josh Allen will have a big day. Well, he will.
Yeah, sorry, Dan. I was going to say, when you look at the numbers about red zone defense, that was what killed the Eagles. It's been a problem for them. It made the Chiefs look a little better with their red zone defense because up until that game, it was some stat like 13 times in the red zone, 12 touchdowns. Was that right?
Yeah. Spot on. Yep.
So they didn't stop anybody. And it's we know the Bills' red zone offense struggled even in this game. So but that's going to be a key, and it is field goals instead of touchdowns. Like, it hasn't come into play since the Pittsburgh game, but field goals instead of touchdowns. I mean, field goals, seriously. I just checked, Jenna, the Texans still haven't scored. Okay. They could play that game for 3 weeks that Davis Mills wasn't going to score. Pat Mahomes is going to score against you. So you're right, Dan. I have more confidence in the defense and the way they've been playing, but in this game, and when I say your best defense is your offense, it's because the offense better score points because the Chiefs are going to score on the Bills. This ain't no shutout coming up this week.
I just get so nervous about that, like the momentum. Like, they have to get out to a fast start for Buffalo.
Yeah, because they got off to a good start in the championship game. Kansas City muffed a punt and the Bills got a touchdown went to sleep.
But you're not going to beat the Chiefs by kicking field goals. Like, if they have those first half red zone issues that they had against the Texans, like, that to me could be a recipe for a disaster.
I agree, Jenna. The only thing is that this Chiefs defense is so bad, you can be a little patient. Like, if they go down 7-0, 6-10, the Bills will have the opportunities to score. Like, that is how bad this Chiefs defense is. Now, they might have to get more stops. The Bills defense will have to get more stops and give them field position. But I just can't get over. I mean, this Chiefs defense just doesn't do anything well. And I know, and Mahomes has looked mortal at times, but I just think this is a game where Josh will eat. Like, Josh will have his day of finding guys just wide open. And yeah, Spagnuolo is going to send blitzes and all these, because that's what he does. But I just don't see how the Bills don't put up 30 points in this game.
Well, Allen needs to. I mean, I really do think he needs to. Basically, he's done everything, certainly in the last year, except play well against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one spot. It was twice last year, and this is that team. He is that guy. And, you know, I tweeted out from the Monday night game where Justin Herbert is a stud. That kid's going to be really, really good. Yep. Now, again, it's ESPN crew, and they had some extra time last night because of the delay, but they went on and on about Herbert, and he looked great, and he won a bet for Dan, so we're all happy for that. But at the same time, it was like they just said he's in line to be the next superstar. Well, first of all, where the heck's Mahomes going? They're not that much different in age. And what about Josh Allen? But what Herbert's done is gone out to Kansas City and beaten the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So you got to do that, right? You got to go out and beat them, or at least, again, go play like a team. And then, Jenna, if you win the game, you are two games up in the standings with a head-to-head win.
That
is massive.
Huge.
And you've also put the Chiefs in a spot because the Chargers are winning, mm-hmm. and they beat them head to head.
Yep.
All of a sudden, when we just sort of write in ink that the Chiefs are winning the division, you put their division title in peril early in the year, but you really do.
Yeah. No, I mean, this game is huge. And you talk about Josh Allen needing a win. I guess that's what makes me nervous, is because sometimes the moment has seemed, at least I feel like against like the Patriots, this was obviously earlier on in his career, but there are times where you want Josh to have this big game, and sometimes it seems like the moment is just a little too big. And I think of that game against the Patriots last year where Josh really struggled, and it was field goals. It was the Justin Zimmer fumble recovery, like things like that, where I feel like Josh, and look, I know they put up 40 points, but there's just, I worry about him going to Arrowhead and that aspect of it, because he hasn't beaten them yet, and he has struggled to play well against them. And I think that weighs on his mind, Dan.
I think it weighs on his mind, but sometimes it's been in a good way. Like, we talk about that Houston loss and just how bad he was. And then he used that to come back and just play, you know, lights out football all of 2020. I look at, you know, that sketchy game against New England, or even the game back in 2019 when he was knocked out. And he was like, I got to be better. Like, I can't turn the ball over. I was overhyped. I think he's learned a lot of those lessons, and he's come back. And then again, he lights up the Patriots on Monday Night Football in Foxborough. Like, he's had some of those moments where he can go, hey, I faced adversity. I learned from it. It was real ugly. Like, he'll be the first one to tell you how ugly the Houston game was, the second half, all those things. I think he's learned from it. Now, does that mean every single time he bounces back and comes back and win? No, but I think that he will have enough confidence here and enough of that revenge. That, remember how that game ended, that pettiness, the fights at the end where Josh threw the football at Chris Jones. Like, that was a guy that, like I said, and also it's those losses, Jenna, that he said last week, cause it was the Houston game, and he was asked about that playoff game, that he said, when it's the final loss, you have so much more time to think about it, as compared to you lose on week three, you're playing week four. Like, these losses have stewed with him. And I think that, I think that's fueled him. I think that's made him better at times.
No, I agree with that. And I think especially that Houston game, and obviously the season that he had in 2020, I just sometimes worry. It's like being on the field, you can see like this look in his eyes. I know this is going to sound crazy, but after the Bills got that, what was it? Was it the fourth down conversion in the first half where Josh ripped the guy down with him after he got hit? Something changed in that moment. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, they're going to score a touchdown here, because you could tell, I feel like he's one of those guys that needs to get hit or something like that gets him in the game. Because I feel like because now just the expectations are so much different.
Yeah.
He's not paid. We want to, and Josh will be the first person to say, he will be, it's not about the yards for me. It's not about the stats for me. It's about if the team wins. That's bullshit, because he wants to play well, because they're paying him to play very, very well.
Wow.
It's Jenna true.
Going all in. You're right. But you know what? I will say this. I'm going to quote Josh here. And this really is telling about the way he feels about this Chiefs game. He said, this is our biggest game.
Because it's the next one.
Yeah. They're lying.
They're all lying.
But, now,
I would lie too. I'm not saying I would do anything different.
Dable is saying, and I agree, I tried to ask him yesterday, I get preparation's got to be the same. I get you got to work the same. I get you got to study the same. This game means more. Yeah. It means more. And that's why I was trying to get it. Let Josh be extra hyped. And I don't mean play extra hype. I just mean realize this is what this game means. Get that under control, because if he is the guy we think he is, he's going to have a lot of these games going forward.
But
right?
To Jenna's point, where I disagree with the money, and I feel like all offseason you've been so focused on he's getting all this money, all these expectations are so high, and that those are bad things, that those are negatives. What, Mike?
I don't think they're negatives. It's
they're not negatives, but if he loses to the Chiefs, what's the narrative going to be?
He can't win against the Chiefs. He can't play well against
the Chiefs. And that's the standard that you've got to reach. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
It just is. And the only way then, and then the only way then to beat it, well, be if the Chiefs got knocked out or if the Bills beat them in the playoffs.
Yep.
And now you're talking about, now, okay, I'm just pushing this out there. Now let's fast forward to late January and we're all heading back to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead, and Josh is 0-3 against him, and McDermott's lost three straight against Andy Reid. It just adds up. It just does. Mm-hmm. And you know, hey, Peyton Manning lived this for a while against Brady till they finally beat him when Brady was going to Super Bowls.
But to my point where I disagree with Jenna is this wait on him. And like I said, it was for 2 weeks, he was a bust, right, guys? Bad contract, not good. He's second in the MVP odds.
Okay, like,
he has bounced back with two straight. I'm just saying, after the first two games, and everybody wanted to look back at two games and look at his completion percentage and go back to 2019 and say, what's wrong with Josh Allen? What the heck's going on? And we were talking about
what was wrong with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen didn't look like Josh Allen
was talking about what was wrong with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Right. And then he was the quarterback that we know.
He beat the Texans and he beat Washington and he did that. And he's great. And he's destroyed the Dolphins and last year with all those things. I'm just saying it's different when you play the Chiefs. The Chiefs
I agree, but it has nothing to do for me with his contract or the expectations. If the Bills lose this game,
that you think that.
If the Bills lose this game, they will say it was a week 5 loss on the road in a tough spot in Kansas City.
And then they'll move on.
Because I'll move on too. Yeah. Yeah.
They'll move on.
Twice last season, one of which being in the game before the Super Bowl. I don't care that it's week 5. I'm going to be super motivated. But what comes with that is the pressure. And Josh is, look, what did I say in the offseason after that big contract? I would feel pressure. I would feel like, okay, I'm getting paid like the guy. I need to be the guy. We all expect for Josh to continue to get better on a linear scale. That is, those expectations in general are just wild to think about. But
And I'm telling you, it is also, the perception is going to be, like I said, I mean, I took a little exception with what they were saying last night, but when you look at a guy like Herbert, and unless this doesn't necessarily impact Josh Allen in that way, but if you're sitting there making an argument with somebody and you're going, okay, this kid's been in the league for what, 14 games, and he's beaten them, and he's 3-1, you know what I mean? Like, just that idea of what it takes to be that guy. Like you said, Lamar's gotten them. Now Herbert's gotten them. Like, this is what you need to do. Heck, Derek Carr's beating them. Like, you've got to figure out a way to beat the Chiefs. And this is on McDermott and Dable and Frazier and everybody. But first and foremost, it's on the quarterback.
If you're worried about the pressure of trying to beat Mahomes, then, like, there's bigger problems. Like, this is – Josh should feel pressure. It's a good thing. Like, he should feel pressure to make this game bigger than that. The games that he needs to win – are not going to get smaller than a week 5 Sunday night game. Like, if this, or Jenna, you're worried about like the pressure of like trying to get this win. Like, yeah, like he's going to have pressure in every playoff game. Like, yeah. Mike,
I'm saying you're right. Like, I understand the pressure of a week 5 Sunday night game, whatever, but it's against a team that he has not had success against. And it's a team that you know you're not going to see them probably just in week 5.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a week five Sunday night game. That's cool. That's great. But at the same point, this is a team that you're going up against for a third time. Can you be successful against them? Can you travel on the road and play well against them? Because you know,
as we all agreed in the open, Jenna, massive game, huge for all those things. I'm just saying, if he loses this, it's not like, oh my gosh, Josh will never beat Mahomes.
Nope,
like,
I agree with you.
No, okay, it's not that at all. That's what I'm saying. You can't tell me that wouldn't knock your confidence. You can't tell me as a competitor, if I lost three times to a team, I would be a little
Likes being
shaken.
Like, well, Derek Carr's beating Mahomes. It's like,
no,
okay.
You got to be able to do, and I'm saying is he's the roadblock. He's the roadblock. He is. He's going to be the roadblock for the next decade. And my point is, if you win this game, not that that means you're going to win the championship. I'll put it to you this way. You win this game, the odds of that game, if you play the Chiefs again, being in Buffalo, are pretty good.
Yep.
So that will help.
That's huge.
And then the other part is like, it just piles up and you don't want to, I just think, and first of all, like I said, they could lose the game and there's not about moral victories here. I just want to see Josh Allen be Josh Allen against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, and he hasn't in the two games, he's not been him. The two games he's not, would you don't agree with that?
Well, like, guys, my head's going to explode over here because one, it's Josh has to win the game. And then two, it's, well, they can lose the game, but if Josh plays that's okay.
See, you're making it one or the other. I'm saying is, I get it. If they go out there and they lose the game, like I said, Allen plays great. Mahomes plays great. It's back and forth. It's that kind of game. I think it would feel a lot differently.
I agree.
Then the two games they've played where they have marginalized Josh Allen in both games. Mm-hmm. Not all his fault. The O-line got torched. All those things. But you're the guy and you got to win and you got to at least play like that. And you looked at those games and said, we didn't get a chance to really see Josh Allen be who he can be. And he didn't. And so I want to see that first and foremost. I want to see that guy.
I agree.
Torching the Chiefs. And if Mahomes beats you, so be it. But that's what I want to see. But I want him to win. I mean, I want to see him go beat him.
Agreed. And that's what I was saying, guys, like this thought of like this mounting thing of like, well, he's 0-3 against Mahomes. It's like, how often do we talk about what is this? If Josh goes out there, throws 300 yards and three touchdowns and they lose 45-38,
it would be different.
The narrative wouldn't change. They'd go, well, you still can't beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
But it would be more
on the team than it would be on Josh.
Correct.
It just is.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Feel free to like, comment, and subscribe to the Buffalo Plus channel for this intriguing dialogue and Dan, whose head might actually explode.
And honestly, if the Bills really want to win the game, I say you put it on the ground, run it like 45 times.
Now Dan's head will explode. No, but I think this is an important discussion to have because I think we all kind of represent a different side.
This is very freeing. Because when we talk to the players in every way, shape, or form, we try to get them to say that it's the Chiefs. Go beat the Chiefs. I get it. And you know what I mean? Like, yes, first it's winning a playoff game. He did that. Mm-hmm. Winning a second one, great. And then they were going that way, and then the Chiefs did it. So they owe the Chiefs. They owe them. The Bills are better than they've played all around, better than they've played in the two games against Kansas City.
Correct.
Let's go see what they can do on Sunday night.
Completely agree. And let's be real.
I feel like we all somewhat agreed on the same concept. We just took us a while to get there and me getting really upset in between.
I know. Yeah, you got a little heated. No, I will say, though, and this is the added element of it being Sunday Night Football and everyone watching.
Yeah.
You know, that adds to the outside perspective of people who don't watch Josh Allen day in and day out. And
Bills love primetime.
They played well going
back to last season.
Can we even count the weird two game stretch? It's funny that it's the Chiefs and the Titans.
Yeah.
And both games got delayed and it was Tuesday and Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Yeah. No, it doesn't count.
But it was the one dip in the season. Because the rest of the time, man, it was way up here. But you know, that was when they got crushed by the Titans in that weird game that fell apart. The only time that's really happened to them. And then they just got handled by the Chiefs. And it was like, okay, where are they? And then they just went on a run and they were great. It's just odd that. And by the way, do they have to play every year in Nashville? Is that what it's going to be?
I think it's required. Bills Mafia requires it
that they get to go there.
Yeah. Say, yeah. Well, you and Dan.
Because then they won in San Fran on Monday night, and then they won Monday night, or was it Saturday night against New England?
They beat Denver.
Oh, Denver was the Saturday afternoon game.
And New England was a Monday, and they day crushed.
Night. Yeah, that was a Monday night football. Yeah.
They beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh on a Sunday night back in 2019 to clinch the playoffs. They won in Thanksgiving in Dallas. Yep. Like, this team has not shied away from the bright lights.
No, not at all. And in those games, they've been great. They beat Baltimore in a night game. It's a playoff game. Great game back and forth. And they won that one. It's Kansas. Hey, look, it's Kansas City. It's like Miami. They could play Miami on a Wednesday morning. They're blowing them out. That team stinks. There you go.
Because the Bills already won the division.
Well, that I tell you what, that field goal, doink it on the post. And then the beautiful long hug to end the game. But that was big. Honestly, that was big in a numbers thing, too, for the Bills. Mm-hmm. Because that's a third loss for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. By the way, is Mac Jones past Josh yet? Because, man, he was awesome in that game. I mean, he scored 17 points.
That's you crack me up. Just a little bit.
McCorkle Jones.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, Thursday night, not only Thursday night, 7:00 live, Buffalo Plus live, but also Sunday night, Dan and I will be in Kansas City. We're planning on about 6:45 Eastern time live, taking your questions. We'll be out at the stadium. Jen will be in studio. We'll be doing that. So twice that we'll be on with a Buffalo Plus live, regular Thursday night at 7:00. And 6:45 is our plan for Sunday night leading up to the game. When you're getting all amped up, everybody's getting amped up for the start of the game. We'll be out there to answer some questions.
Yeah, it's going to be a big week. Mike and Dan will be in Kansas City. I'll be in the studio. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be fun, though. We'll have plenty more coverage on the Buffalo Plus channel. Dan and I will be heading to Buffalo on Wednesday for practice.
Yep.
So be sure we got Wednesday. We got Thursday. We have all these previews coming up.
And it's a reminder, it's a big week because it's the next game.
It's the next game. Oh, also we have an Instagram if you want to check it out. The handle is Buffalo Plus.
Is Instagram back, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's back up.
So freeing.
Yeah. Look at that.
All right. Be sure to like, comment, and most importantly, subscribe if you like our content. Drop a comment in the comment section and let us know if you agree with Mike and I or if you agree with the wrong person.
I was going to tweet it out. Most contentious Buffalo Plus podcast I think we've ever had.
I agree, actually.
Hey, wait a minute. Jenna and I just did post game in Buffalo and she told me I had a punchable face.
I'm not normally this angry. I promise.
I was going to mute you guys.
In my defense, I had been rained on for the last 4 hours and Mike was talking
Dan,
about
I'm how gonna
didn't really quite like the lunch spread.
By the way, what do we know about the weather in Kansas City? Has anybody checked on that?
I have not. And we hope to have some reports. Hope to have a reporter from Kansas City on this week, giving us a preview from Kansas City, as well as maybe one of our biggest guests yet. Fingers crossed. Well, that's just a little teaser for anybody that stayed all the way to the end of this. Little teaser.
As you said, and Kansas City is in Missouri, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I had that conversation with my wife.
Ooh, like, where's Sunday.
Kansas?
Sunday.
But it's right on the edge of Kansas. It's like.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, Dan, it looks like it's going to be showering on Sunday.
We're ways away. We're ways away.
Okay.
I'm going to be dry.
You're going to. Punchable. All right. Thanks for joining us for Mike and Dan. I'm Jenna. We'll have plenty more coverage this week. Thanks for tuning in. Checking out the Buffalo Plus channel.